Welcome to the Jags in the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jags and the Colts coming up in Week 17. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of work Friday on the practice fields. A few guys listed as questionable on the offense. Running back Chris Ivory is one of those. And a couple of receivers, too. Marquise Lee and Allen Hurns. We'll see, really at game time, what happens with those two. On the defensive side, the last meeting with the Colts at Wembley Stadium, London, 14 quarterback hurries, 6 sacks of Andrew Luck, and Ngakoue Fowler are poised to get after it again here in Week 17.
He's playing with tremendous effort. You can see some of the fundamental things that we've been working on all year. You know, he's getting more and more reps, obviously, and you see some real good things out of him the last couple weeks.
All right, those guys are going to get after it Sunday, but there is a lot outside this building right now going on. Coaching search. What's going to happen with the staff on Monday? Players, I'm sure, have questions moving forward. Well, it's the end of the season. That's kind of what happens.
Well, when a team's out of the playoffs, there's always sort of a detached feeling going into that final couple of games when you're out of it, because you know there's other things on the mind. Well, when there's not a head coach in place, it just doubles or triples. If you're concerned about the outcome on Sunday, then I think focus is the absolute key, because it's hard to focus on a week like this. It's a difficult time when you come face to face with the realities of what it is to have a life in professional football. It's a very difficult time to be around it.
And there's no doubt, and especially when you know the coaches, the players know the coaches on a personal basis. So do we. It's tough to see them going through this at Christmas time, no less. Having said that, though, I've been impressed with the attitude in the locker room, if that's the right way, the work ethic, the focus. I mean, I'm out on the practice field, but talking to coaches and players all week long, they want to win this one on Sunday. I mean, they really, truly, it's not BS. They're not just trying to get through it. They really want to win on Sunday and finish strong.
Well, I think it wasn't shocking what happened, and they've been out of it, and they've been, you know, for 6-7 weeks in the last weeks of Gus, I think it was still pretty focused. So it's sort of just sort of kept that momentum. If it had been shocking, I think it'd be different.
It would be easy not to care about the outcome on Sunday for these guys, but they care.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles had a big game last week. Doug Marrone on Friday discussed his career so far. 3 offensive coordinators, not an easy thing for a quarterback. He's struggled at times this year, but finally came through last week. One of the best performances of his career. Can we get that again this week?
You know, it's funny, and I'll let John answer that. My Inside the Jaguars on Thursday was all about Blake, okay? And so some guy tweeted, is it always all about Blake? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. In case you're watching this right now, sir, yes, it's all about Blake.
Well, and, you know, I don't realistically know what a second big game for Bortles is going to do for his future, because whoever comes in here next year, they're going to look at the totality of what he's done. They're going to decide. And realistically, no matter what that coach decides, he's probably going to be the starter next year. There's very little chance of having a guy who's going to come in as the incumbent over him. So it would be great for his confidence. I think it would be great for the fans of this team to see one more example of why there's a belief that he's the guy. Does it change his narrative? I don't think so.
To the guy who tweeted at me, would you please look in that camera and say, it's all about Blake?
He's a little angry guy today.
Yeah, Twitter rabbit ears over here.
But it is all about Blake.
Brian Sexton.
No, I'm really just trying to have fun with it, because I generally don't care. But I want to make the point for those people who are not paying attention. It's all about the quarterback.
Yeah.
You either have one or you don't. If you don't, you're looking for one. If you do, you can worry about the running backs.
Coaching change coming up, obviously. The question is, who is the right guy? That's the question the ownership and everybody is going through right now.
Well, I don't think there is one right guy. I'm fine with Tom Coughlin, frankly. I like the idea of a guy like Mike Smith. I sort of am leaning toward that veteran guy who has more W's than L's on the resume and who's got a big number in the W's. That's the gut. But with the coaching change, I don't think there's necessarily a right guy, even though fans want to hear this is the guy.
I wish there was a Tony Dungy who came from the Chuck Knoll sort of calm, not hard edge coach that I would, because I'd love to see that guy. Maybe that's a Smitty. He kind of is that way. But whoever it is has got to be an incredibly hard-line, structured guy. That's what this team has been missing. We all know it. As much as we like Gus, that was not his game. And if you apply a little structure, and I've seen it from Doug Marrone, you get better results. So for now, whoever it might be, right, to what extent they might be hard-line, I got to see the structure and the discipline. Got to see it. Football coaches are not supposed to be warm and cuddly. Hmm. Football coaches are supposed to be a little scratchy, with the exception of Dungy.
Well.
Pretty good exception.
Yeah, really
it can work in many different ways.
It can.
You just need a guy who can make it work.
Week 17, Jaguars, Colts, Lucas Oil Stadium, New Year's Day. And that's it for Jags and the Roundtable.